This recording, Russia 6, Latvia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made her unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. I don't know what this word is. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into a coma and give her a relaxing bath. After Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. I was born in May 8, 1946, in Ukraine, the city of Chernivtsi. And when I was a year old, my parents moved to Riga, Latvia, where I spent another 28 years. And I got my bachelor's degree in science. It was pre-med. And I came to United States when I was I was 29 years old. I came with a 5-year-old son. And I used to live in Cincinnati, Ohio. And then I have met my husband. And we got married. And I moved to Kansas City. And I had another son. I spoke Latvian. It was a necessity, not by my choice. But I think it was okay. It wasn't really fluent, but it was good for my job, and I could communicate with people, not as good as my Russian was. And I also understood a little bit of Yiddish. It was necessary because I had to know what my parents were talking about. And I think that's all languages. And I took English, of course, when I was in school. But It wasn't very much. It really helped me a lot when I came, because at least I knew like a few hundred words to begin with. You know, I didn't know how to put them together, but...